We're on. Hello?
Hi.
I think we're on, man. This
Welcome
is
to our podcast.
Welcome. It's been a long time. It's been a hot
Yeah,
minute.
why didn't you call me? I haven't heard from you. I haven't freaking heard from you since November, and all you can say is hi.
Sometimes a man gets
I've been
preoccupied.
lonely, dude. I've been lonely. I have, I've tried to suck my own dick.
I don't think what you realize is I've actually got like three or four separate podcasts that I've been doing with other people, and
What's the names of the
they
other
have
separate
been
podcasts?
what?
What's the names of the other separate podcasts?
So we've got the David and Dan podcast that we're doing now with you,
Yeah, the one we're doing right now.
and
Yeah, that's one.
then the separate ones are David and Dom podcast.
Who's Dom?
David and what?
Who's Dom?
Oh, you know Dom, Dom, didn't you?
Man,
We got
I'm a
Dave.
Dom.
We got David and Sub. Yeah, we've got some good day. With these are my kink shaming podcasts. Yeah, but yeah. I mean, you haven't rang me either, so I haven't. We haven't talked for so long. What's been going on, man? What's been
I
going on?
think, well, since November, not much has been happening around the world, so
No, I don't think much is really going on right now. It's one of those things,
pretty
it's like that's what happens in peacetime, nothing happens. Sweet
well,
mother.
yeah, pretty uneventful. There's this thing that happened with Prince Andrew.
Yes. That quickly disappeared, didn't it?
But actually, I need your advice.
Yeah.
Okay,
I'm here to advise. Go
so
on.
basically, my wife,
Audrey.
keep Audrey, she keeps trying my boots. Oh, sorry, tying my boots after I've told her to keep her hands off of them,
Yes.
and I tried to teach her a lesson, and I really hurt her feelings.
How did you teach her a lesson? What did you do?
Yeah, so I've gone to, my wife and I started talking,
Yeah.
we had a serious conversation, and I apologize for what I did to
Yeah. What did you do to
her.
What did you do?
Things I
You
did.
sick fuck, what did you do? Audrey, can you hear me? She can't hear you. Go on.
Yeah, so
What
basically
did you do? Yeah.
I told her I had to speak some truths to her.
Yeah, them hard truths.
And I wanted her to promise me that she wasn't going to roll her eyes, interrupt me, scoff, or get sarcastic with me,
Yes.
which she did.
Oh.
I basically told her that I wasn't kidding about my boots, because she kept tying them up.
Yeah.
And most of the time, there were instances where my response time was of the essence, and I didn't have time to play around with my boots
Yeah,
in the middle of the night.
it's like a quick time like event.
Yeah, I'm in the middle of the night,
Heavy
and
rain.
yeah, exactly. And so I told her there have been times where my intervention has been critical in saving a life, when my training has helped me recognize an underlying emergency, or when a call I made ensured that a patient was prioritized upon arrival at the hospital.
Yeah,
I
it was.
explained to my wife, I explained to my wife, Audrey, I said to her that I see a lot of shit. But I don't tell her about it because I don't want to give her nightmares or make her
Before,
worry.
yeah, exactly, yeah.
So she listened and didn't dismiss what I had to say. She responded and she was trying to be, helpful by keeping things neat.
By
And I,
tying your lace, though.
yeah, well, I
That's
responded.
extreme. She goes, she did something.
Well, I said to her, "You're not, sweetie, Audrey. You're not. I'm not trying to be mean, but you're not helping. You're hindering me. One day, it may be the difference between life and death.
Life and
I
death,
need
yeah.
you to not touch my shit. It's where I know where it is. It's where I can easily find it in a short amount of time. And if you move it, you're
Mystery
impeding an
map.
emergency response. I don't care if it looks neat. It serves a function, you know. So anyway.
Yeah, what do you do to her?
So well, basically, this is the. So I said that. I
What does
basically
she
said to her,
do?
well, a few lights later, my friend Officer Rich comes
Yes.
over. Officer Rich was one of the two cops that did CPR on this victim this night.
What the, what this, hold on. What? This
What?
vi what? CV locked up on what victim? What the fuck?
Bro, you gotta keep up.
What?
So
Yeah, where did
basically,
this come from?
dude, I didn't tell you. I work in a hospital, and this guy came in,
Man, a
and
lot's
then,
happened. You've got a job in a hospital. That's fucking
yeah, and I got a
crazy.
wife.
I knew about Audrey. No, I knew about Audrey. She knows about me as well.
What?
Ask her. Ask her. Well, who's been tying the boots? It wasn't her.
You fucking
It
what?
wasn't her.
You fucking what, mate?
It was me.
Anyway,
I
so
ain't tying your boots,
this
man. I'm
guy,
fucking your wife.
this victim comes in. So, the three of us, me and the two cops,
Yeah, two cops doing CPR on that victim
we're
last
sat
night.
on our deck and we've had a few social distancing beers.
The deck. You got a deck. Dude, what the fuck? So much has happened, bro. You got a deck. Man, I'm coming over.
It's a chill hospital, dude.
I'm coming over.
The
You got a deck. Who, what, which fucking hospital has a deck? What is it, a fucking shit? Is
to deck you if you don't
that poop deck?
calm down.
It's the poop deck, but carry on.
Watched brief time out. I watched this Simpsons episode this morning, and it's one where Homer goes to the Navy, and he just goes like, "Any questions?" And Homer goes, "Poop deck, what I think it is." Ha ha! I like this man. Promote
Yeah.
anyway, so the three of us sat on the deck having some beers. Me and the two cops.
Yeah.
And he talked about, and the cop was talking about giving CPR and getting the guy, getting the guy over here and waiting for the ambulance and all that shit.
Yeah.
He pulled out a few photos of car accidents that I'd worked on. Oh, sorry, this is at my house.
I did say that. Which hospital has
No,
a
I
fucking
forgot I have a
deck?
deck at my house.
Yeah, two. There's one at the hospital. One. That double deck is a double decker.
It's a double decker, mate. It's a double decker. It's Decca Records.
So they pull out the picture. They say, look at all these shit that you've been. Look at all these accidents that you've worked on. Yeah.
Yeah, so he was showing me them.
Yeah.
And then my wife, I've shown them to my wife, and
Whoa.
he pointed
Oh,
it out. This car went into a tree. Your husband crawled into the wreck, put a collar on the driver,
yeah.
and stayed in there giving him oxygen until we could get him out. Your
All
husband.
because his shoe was fucking tied. Now don't fucking untie them. You went for like the shock value.
The amount of people who have died as a result of the shoe tying is the equivalent to
Yeah,
a
like
shoe holocaust.
there was one time. There's that one time where there was like a fucking burning wreck at the side of a motorway, and like you're first at the scene, And you walk, you're like running to get inside the burning wreck, and you like trip because your lace was undone because of your wife. And you trip, and the car fucking explodes. If only you'd gotten there a little bit sooner, you could have saved the child that was in the back seat.
Well, after that, I told her I had something I wanted to show her, and
Yeah.
I asked her for the same promise I'd asked earlier. When she agreed, not to roll your eyes and stuff, that's a promise.
Yeah, I'm following
When
that.
she agreed, I showed her a video on YouTube of a police body cam from an overdose. This video showed how critical time is in getting someone back and the training someone goes through in order to give the drug, do CPR, or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, tie your lace as well.
I told her, I'm not trying to attack you. I don't want to have a fight, but I want you to understand what
But
I go through. That I hope every call I go on is transporting a boo-boo.
what? What the fuck? A boo-boo. A boo-boo. Wait, what? A boo-boo. What?
Because otherwise, it means that if I don't do everything right, someone
The
could.
boobies on the booby will be on you.
That
That boo boo will be on
If I don't do everything right, someone could die. If I don't get out that door as quickly as possible, someone could suffer brain damage while they're waiting for me to give them oxygen.
you. To tie my lace.
If I'm upset and shaking because I had to waste time opening my boots, I
Yeah.
might miss something critical and someone might not make it.
Yeah. And then you're stressed out, you've had a hard day, you come home, and who do you take, who do you take out on? You take out.
I build another deck.
Yeah, you like furiously, build a deck topless, fucking.
Why
Yeah.
topless, dude? That was that's you.
Yeah, that boo-boo's on you.
Anyway, yeah, so Audrey acknowledged that. She understood and told
Oh,
me she
good.
hasn't really thought she hadn't really thought about the danger.
Yeah.
I told her that I think she has OCD and needs to
Oh,
see a
yeah.
therapist because it's hurting our
Oh,
marriage.
yeah. Yeah, I agree.
I listed examples of her, tying my shoes.
Yeah. On the 8th of June, 2018, you should.
yeah, so I offered to go with her I wanted to work on this, but after I pointed out this pattern of shoe tying, she agreed that it was time to speak to someone. She wants to think about whether she wants to go together or go by herself, but she's basically promised me that she's going to try and change her plans.
Yeah.
I brought her up saying she thought I was going to hit her.
Oh.
And she acknowledged she'd been with guys who flew off the handle with little provocation. Anyway, she's been been very emotional lately, and she's been going through mood swings about me going out on calls, busy.
Yeah.
I'm pretty busy. The other day, she started crying and said, I hope you know how much I appreciate what you do. Knock on wood. Since we had the big talk, she hasn't touched my boots. Is
Yeah.
everything resolved? Not by a shot, David. But she seems to have a new appreciation of what I do. Let me just finish
What else?
saying, let my wife, I let my wife into my world, into hers, and she has not touched my boots since.
Damn. That's whew.
So that's basically what I've been doing. I've been
Yeah.
dealing with boots.
Yeah. And that's a tough talk to have, really. It's hard to fathom what it would be like to be in this position.
Fathom.
Eh?
Did you say fathom?
Fathom, yeah, fathom.
No, no, no. It's fathom. It's with a TH.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, okay. Well, you just said, sorry. You said fathom.
Apologies.
And then you said fathom, like a P.
I'm sorry, man.
Yeah, no, I'm just like, don't do that. What have you been up to since November?
Well, I've kind of been on a spiritual journey.
You're coming out. Which is cool, and I appreciate that, you know.
No. Not that type of spiritual journey. A different type. More of a kind of like, who am I? Who do I want to be? What have I done wrong in the past? And I've done a lot of things wrong. In the past.
Wait, do you mean by wrong? Do you mean like, because you, I don't think you've like committed any heinous acts against people. Like you haven't like robbed a bank.
Hate crimes.
Yeah. Or do you mean like, you know, wrong in the terms of like, you know, I did that wrong in my life and now I've ended up somewhere.
Well, I stole a few sandwiches when I was younger. I haven't really ever kind of gotten over it or dealt with it. So, like, you know.
Egg mayonnaise.
No. BLT.
Oh, shit, man. Fuck.
Yeah, expensive shit.
Dude.
I put my life on the line when I was going in that fucking meal deal aisle.
Oh, was it from Tesco?
Sainsbury's.
Oh god, Jamie Oliver is going to be hunting. He's going to tell you.
He's been messaging me, but I'm ignoring.
Right, he's going to turn you into a turkey twizzler,
and then
eat you. He doesn't. I think he's veggie as well. That's the fucked up thing.
Yeah, he's willing to stop being a vegetarian and just take me down.
He banned turkey twizzlers just so he could have them all and no one else could eat them.
Yeah. He's willing to twizzle what can't be twizzled, really. I've never, you know, that's a word that you never hear in general is twizzler. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, besides turkey twizzlers, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think you ever hear of like a chicken twizzler.
Well, I think the turkey's meat texture is the perfect twizzle capability.
It's the perfect meat to be twizzled.
Like, you imagine scientists like doing it with chicken, just like, damn it, I want results. Just like, the chicken doesn't twizzle that way, sir. And it's like,
it's just not possible. Damn it!
I was just watching The Martian just then, and it's a lot of that kind of stuff. You know, like, you know these classic science films where it's like, yo, tell me this can't be done. This can't be done. And the guy goes like, wait a minute. Wait. If we reverse the car engine fertilizers.
You know, my least favorite fucking cliche is that when like you're like the guy's trying to figure out is sitting alone or something, and he's like, damn, he's like looking at the fire, looking off, he's like, damn, I can't work it out. Like his wife walks in, daughter, someone, you know what I mean, someone else walks in, and they have an idle conversation that is meant to be off topic. So they're like, yeah, you remember that lake we used to walk out on the south of Texas? And they're like, yeah, I remember. Yeah. There was a port out there by there, wasn't there? It's like, yeah. They used to do the best fried shrimp in the, you know, in that land. That, yeah, I remember they used to sizzle just nice. And he's like, hold on, sizzle. And they're like, yeah. It's like, damn it, you're a genius. Like,
that rhymes with twizzle.
Twizzle. If we reverse the dialogy of the atom, it will whizzle. Damn, you got it. That's it.
I tell you a show that
that's the shit.
I tell you a show that's really bad for that. You ever watch Suits?
Yeah, I watched the first like three seasons of it. Yeah, that is. I know exactly what you mean. Where he's like looking through the books. How can I crack this case? How can I crack it? And like one of the Princess fucking Meghan Markle, fucking Duchess of Cornwall, whatever the fuck, walks in.
Duchess of.
So
oh wait, is she not anymore though? Oh yes,
I don't know. I don't know how that works because we were talking about that the other day. Because she obviously came out with a video on the Black Lives Matter thing, and you know, it was like that. You know, it was Meghan Markle, and it had all the titles underneath. I was thinking, is it still that? Why? Like, why should anyone? Is it one of those things that why should anyone care what she says anymore? Or is it kind of like? It doesn't matter who she is, but is she still all those things? I don't know. You looking up?
Yeah, no, I just looked it up, and then I just looked at how old Meghan Markle and was it what Kate? What's the second name? Kate Middleton. That's it.
Middleton.
Same age.
Really? How old?
Can you give me a guess?
I'm saying she looks very young, but she looks almost like deceptively young. So I'm going to add like another 5 years onto my thought. I'm going to say about 35. Yeah? Have we lost audio? He's still there. We may have lost audio. Ooh. Sorry, guys. We may have lost audio there. I will try and get Dan again for this call. So it may cut out. It'll sound like it's cutting out. We'll cut back in on the same call, but it'll just sound like it's like cut weirdly. I'll make it work. I'll make it work. Stand by. Hey, we're back. Lost audio.
Yeah, so is this going to start again?
No, I've just done like a little cut thing. So that recording that we've just done, those 20 minutes, we'll keep. And I'll just like add it at the start of this. So it'll be like a sharp cut. Or I can add like comedic music in the middle. Which I'll probably...
Oh, can you edit? So can we get rid of this bit when we're talking about it?
No.
Oh, right. Right.
anyway, everyone, welcome back. We are discussing the age of Meghan Markle and Kate Middleton. What was the age?
38.
Huh?
38.
38. Well, it was a couple of years out.
Yeah, but I feel like, you know, if you were on Who'd Want to Be a Millionaire?
Yeah, I would have got it wrong.
You would have got it wrong. You would have lost it. You ever watched that film, Slumdog Millionaire?
No, but I have watched the ITV drama of the guy who cheated on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
That's it. What's that story?
Basically, what happened is this guy goes on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire with his sister and... or like his wife and his wife's brother. And he goes on and goes through the questions and gets through like to 500 quid and to a grand, 3 grand, 5 grand. He's going well. And like he starts, you can tell he starts like reading the questions out every time. He'd be like, ooh. You know, I don't know this one. I really don't know.
Oh, is this the one where the guy coughs?
Yeah, yeah. And his wife and, like, brother cough in the background. So he's like, Paris. I feel like it could be Paris. But it could also be, Berlin. And he's like, he's like, yeah, you know what? I'm going to go Berlin. And then obviously, like, fucking Chris, fucking, what is his name? the presenter is like, "You sure? You sure? You know, you don't sound very confident." He's like, "No, I'm just gonna guess. I'm just gonna go for it. Bit of Berlin." And he's like, "Berlin. Final answer." He's like, "Yes, final answer." "You've won £1 million. I don't know how you've done it. Where?" And it's fucking yes. And then like that if you actually out the YouTube clip of the actual like episode as it aired, and you can hear the coughs in the background. The ITV drama, like most, they're all actors. But it shows you like the workings of like the background crew who are like talking to each other, going like, "Dude, I think he's cheating. He's got quite far, like without just fucking guessing." And they get the ITV like head of the head of all the channels, whatever, on to like he's like they ring him, they ring the guy up and like, "Do we think we've got a contestant on who wants to be a millionaire who's cheating?" And he's like, "Yeah, well, if you think they're cheating, let them win, and we'll use like the entire thing as proof to like take them down in like a court case or whatever." And they do, they take him down, and they like sue the guy for cheating, and all the rest of this stuff. It's quite good.
Damn. That's like you've got to have like the balls to put it off though, don't you?
Yeah, and he was like an army sergeant or something like that, something high up, and you know, decided to go for it. Thing was though, his wife and his wife's brother were both in on it, and if they'd won the first thing, they would have gone on to be the contestant to actually do the questions, and the other people would have like that, you know, it would have just been they would all have cheat together to get it. To get the one vote.
Oh.
So it's quite good. It's quite good to watch, because it's so stupid though. Because I would have done it differently. I wouldn't have let on that I didn't know. Because like the reason that everyone knew that he was cheating was because at the start he'd just be like, "Ooh, I'm not sure about this question," or "I'm not 100%. Don't know." And
He
then
was
he would have.
overplay he was overacting it.
Yeah. So I would have just been like, you know, like, okay, let's work this out. It could be Paris because, and then like try and describe as much relevance as I can of the question. Even if I don't know anything, like just try and bullshit it a little bit and then wait for them to cough, you know? But it's quite funny because, in the audio, because the camera was facing right at the wife in the crowd, and you can see it like, because sometimes the shot comes back to not the guy he's playing, but his wife in the crowd to see her reaction to how he's like working things out, you know. And you can see her like on camera, on air, like putting her hand up to her face whenever he reads out a thing. And everyone was just meant to think that she's just got a cough. And then,
It's fair play, no one in the audience notice.
and the brother. On one of the questions, literally talks to like another contestant, and is like, "Yo, what do you think the answer to this one is? Is it Google?" And he's like, "Yeah." And the other contestant's like, "Yeah, I think it is, man. I think it is." He's like, "Right, okay." And then goes back, and then when he and then the main guy's like, "Could be Google, could be Google." And he's like, "Google it is. It's fucking Google. Final fucking answer, Chris." Yeah, that was the last question as well.
I mean, yeah, I've never had much interest. I don't mind. I always thought I'd be good on what's the one with the Armstrong guy on it and the weird
Oh,
guy with the glasses?
pointless, isn't
Yeah,
it?
pointless.
Yeah, pointless is fantastic. Good game show.
Oh, can you do like a version online?
While they play online.
Yeah, I was wondering, because that'd
Yeah. That would be good. I think there's actually like a an app, like a phone game, you know? They could do it.
because I think it's just finding like how niche your fucking knowledge is.
Yeah, but it's then like as niche as it gets, if you're not in on it, you won't have a clue.
Well, they give you
Which I guess is
options,
the
don't
fun.
they?
Huh?
They give you options.
Yes, yeah. So you can choose like sport, history, blah blah blah, and then it obviously goes with like kings beginning with R.
Oh, yeah, here's one. See if you can do it. European monarchs. So, any reigning king or queen of a European country right now?
Right now.
Right
Yeah,
now. Yeah, so you can't do like, William the Conqueror or something like that.
so yeah, okay. Damn, that's gonna be difficult.
I will tell you now, I wouldn't be able to name any of these people.
yeah, I'd be hard pressed to think of any outside Queen Elizabeth. Does Sweden have a king queen?
So I can tell you, because my dad, funnily enough, brought this up today, all of the Low Countries have a monarchy.
What do you mean?
So Belgium and the Netherlands, I think, both have a monarchy.
Yeah. Who
Sweden.
else?
I think Sweden does, and Norway. I think all the Danish countries, all the Scandinavian countries do, besides Iceland, obviously.
Yeah, Hungary did, I know, but don't have it anymore. And obviously France don't have it anymore, obviously. Spain, again, don't have any of those revolution. Portugal don't have any.
You're stalling. You're stalling.
I don't know. I can only say Queen Elizabeth, so that'll be my answer, unfortunately.
So that would be the shit one. So that's 89.
Yeah.
So the one you could have had, so this is me being the glasses guy. So one that
Yeah.
you could have actually had is King Juan Carlos.
What? Of what?
So I'm just going to Google this, but I think it's Spain with that name. Yeah, he's the King of Spain.
With Spain still have fucking monarchy going on, do they? Wow. Didn't know that.
Hang on. He's a member of the Spanish royal family. So he's not king right now. He left in 2014, but he's still alive.
That doesn't count though if he's left, does it? Come on. He left. Goodness me.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't join for the app.
Strange.
Yeah, are you doing this on your phone?
Yeah, I'm on the phone right now.
Oh, I don't know what's going on with my laptop. I don't know if it's my laptop or my Wi-Fi or what. I'm hoping it's not this new laptop I've got because I really don't want to send it back and go through all that
You
shit.
just be like, I can't record my podcast.
Well, the thing is.
I require a replacement.
This thing keeps snapping, weirdly snapping in and out. Like it'll, the Wi-Fi will just go for like 10, 15 seconds, like which sounds like nothing, but it's the thing is it obviously it's awkward when it's something like this, or like if you're on a Zoom meeting or something like
Yeah.
that, and it just has to. I don't know. I don't know. I'm hoping it's the Wi-Fi, but I don't think I have it. Have this trouble on my phone or anything like that.
Are you on your phone right now?
No, I'm currently on a laptop. The phone wasn't working.
All right. Okay. We'll see how far we can get with this.
Yeah, for sure. No, but the other monarch was Beatrix.
Yeah. Of who? Of where?
Hang on. Beatrix. They just said Beatrix. Beatrix monarch. Netherlands.
Where?
Netherlands.
Oh, right, okay. Beatrix.
Oh, again, former. Damn, this is an old. Oh my goodness, shut the fuck up. This is an old ass, fucking pointless thing, man.
Yeah, man. Terrible.
Oh yeah, you know, basically, you know those, let me send you a link actually. You know those little packages I did, so like that Saunders Foot one I did.
Yes.
So basically, for those of you who are listening, like you, that dude from Turkmenistan,
Yes.
who wants to practice your English, basically, I have, I'm doing a master's in journalism, and you know, obviously, a lot of it's from home now, and I have to do kind of like audio packages, like I have to do a story every week or so often. You know, and I did a story on my local community and how it's being affected by coronavirus. Anyway, I did this. I started. I thought, portfolio going, a simple thing just to display my work. So I actually have a YouTube account where I put this stuff. You still there?
I'm still here, still
Yeah,
present.
just making sure. I did one. I did a story on the refugees kind of trapped in on the Greek island of Lesbos, which is where the ter name lesbian comes from, actually.
Okay.
By the by.
We should say why so?
It's because there was this ancient Greek poet called Sappho.
Yeah.
I believe that she pronounced it, I don't really know. And basically she was like famous for being like you know, a very a lesbian. And so that's why and she lived on the island of Lesbos, and that's why they're called lesbians.
Yeah.
But yeah, man. And so I put that story on legit. This is how much of a contentious like issue kind of like immigration refugeeism is. I put it up yesterday. It's got five views. Five views, and one of the comments was, you know, I can't remember who deleted it, but it was basically just like, we don't want them in Europe.
On your post.
Yeah, and I was like, damn, you at that point, you were searching for that. There's no way you could have found that.
Like
Like,
stumbled across it, yeah.
yeah, and I looked at the guy's channel, and he, you know, six subscribers. You know, he's like a white. I assume he's British, to be honest, but he's just a white dude. And pardon me. And you know, he had this. He only had one playlist, and it was like of Muslim countries.
Yeah.
But like a failed compilation of like Muslim countries doing stuff wrong or something like
Yeah.
that. It was like Pakistani government, blah blah blah. Like, and they're all like 2 minute videos each, or like 1 minute videos of just like, you know, it's like alt-right memes basically. And it was so weird, like literally no one, five views. And it was put yesterday, and like that's the thing. Like, fair play. That is heat-seeking hatred, I think.
Yeah, I won't worry about it. He's
Yeah,
not
no,
gonna
totally.
get into this photo.
I just deleted the comment because the other comment was, what was it? This random guy who's commented on both of my videos. He commented on the first video by saying, "Let's be friends."
Nice.
And then he commented on the second one saying, "Like it." So this guy a bit creepy, but yeah, for sure.
What
I
did he
mean,
say? What
for
did he say on the second one? Your audio kind of fuzzed out.
oh, he said I loved it.
I loved it. Yeah,
Yeah, and then I looked on his
I'm sure he
channel.
did.
I looked on his channel, and he's got 153,000 subscribers,
Oh, wow.
but has not got any videos.
That's weird.
Yeah, he's got no videos.
Maybe
So
he's
I,
deleted them all.
yeah, maybe delete them all. Maybe it's one of those things where it's like, what is it? Subscribe for subscribe kind of thing.
Yeah.
But I think this is his other channel. I don't want to go deep into this guy's thing. It's just this interesting other side of YouTube, and he's got this channel. I think this is his second channel, and it's like 21 Savage Hacks. Next YouTuber to reach 100 million. The oldest videos on YouTube.
Yeah.
He's also got, do you play Rust?
No, it's been on my like wish list for so long now.
At
I
this
really do want to play
point,
it.
I'd get it off that wish list.
Yes, probably.
Yeah.
It'll never be on deal.
In the spirit of Black Lives Matter, because at the moment there's a lot of civil rights protest, and global African, I suppose more in like the US, where like African people are not. Sorry, I'm trying to put this in a way where I don't come off as the dumb white guy. Especially in like the UK and Europe and US. In the spirit of that, why don't we take like who is some black artists that you like or you love or appreciate or whatever turns you on or something?
Well, I'm obviously a big fan of Kendrick Lamar's albums, To Pimp a Butterfly and Good Kid, Mad City. I'm a
Yeah.
very big fan of those albums. Love that stuff. I wish he'd come out with something a little bit better than Damn. I wasn't a massive fan of it. It was a very raw, a bit too much for me. Wasn't to my taste, although I do enjoy Humble and a couple of other tracks. What was the other one that I enjoy? I can't remember the name of it.
Humble, yeah, no, that's right.
Yeah, Humble's a good one.
It's got over 1 billion listens on Spotify.
Yeah, and yeah, quite rightly, it's a good song. But let me think. Gnarls Barkley, big fan of Gnarls Barkley, but I mean, just from that one song. And obviously, ain't that some shit? When he changed his name to CeeLo Green.
Oh yeah, of course. I mean, CeeLo Green's his actual name, isn't
Is it? Dude, I don't
Well,
know.
Gnarls Barkley is a band
Yeah.
with Danger Mouse and CeeLo Green. And CeeLo Green's the actual dude.
Oh, I see. Okay. That makes sense.
Steals in Absol.
Yeah. Aretha Franklin, big Aretha Franklin fan.
Course.
Duke Ellington, a bit of Duke.
What I mean,
Miles Davis.
not just music, but like across like all kind of things.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really, the thing is, I don't really know that many like artists. I don't know many photographers by name. I don't know many. Like painters, like modern painters by name.
What about just like black figures?
Like Barack Obama. Barack Obama is a black figure.
Yeah, but like, I'm talking about like not just people you know, but like, is there anyone who you're
I
particularly
don't know.
into?
No.
Damn, dude, you're coming up with nothing right now.
What the fuck? I came up with so many fucking names and you stopped me from going. You started narrowing it down so I couldn't figure. You made me come off like that.
Dude,
That's manipulation of the highest degree.
dude, I think this says a lot. Turkmenistani listeners are tuning out.
What?
Dude, I don't know what a Turkmenistani accent is, and I won't try and do it, but
No, because that would be racist.
well, you learned about the civil rights movement, didn't you?
I learned about it, yeah.
Yeah, so you must have something to say on like MLK or MX or Rosa.
Yeah. What do you mean? What, like, do you think I have something to say with relevance to what's been going on now?
No, I'm just talking in general. Like, are you like, 'cause like, I don't know, you like philosophy and stuff. I thought you'd be interested in like great figures who fight for kind of liberal idealism and
Yes.
equality.
Yes. So I think the danger with what, because I talked about this before. The danger I feel with the fight against racism is you start to go towards people's freedom of speech. There's a line somewhere between freedom of speech and hate speech. There's people's opinions on where the line is differs. For example, someone could make an idle joke about a person of a minority that isn't themselves, and be persecuted for it, and saying like you actually that's racist, you shouldn't say that, be persecuted for that. Whereas I think there's a debate there, because a lot of these debates are use the term where's the line, where do you draw the line, and you'll find that term cropping up in a lot of debates, and obviously it depends on what your viewpoint is, and how far you want to go, how far you want to go in stopping whatever it is you want to stop, whether it is like, for example, like, I should stop. You have a turn. You go.
All I heard was, I'm racist.
I'm racist.
Whoa!
I side with racists, is what you heard, probably, which is wrong.
Defo not me talking about this.
For the record, I'd like to just open up a little bit about how I feel about the Black Lives
Oh,
Matters
God.
movement at the minute,
Okay.
which is I stand by the Black Lives Matters movement across the globe. And I'd if, even if I say, which is like a heinous act right now, to say that all lives matter. It seems like a kind of like contrarian argument to say, yeah, well, all lives matter too. And the counter argument to that, which I've been hearing all the time, which I agree with, which I find quite compelling, is that, well, if you went into a doctor's, you said like I broke my leg, he wouldn't say like, well, oh, I broke my leg bone. He wouldn't say, well, all bones matter. Well, no, this bone is broken at the minute and needs to be fixed. So you do need, you need to pick your
Well,
battles, and
is
this
there
battle.
anything going on? Because context for the Turkmenistanis, David lives in the north of England in the city of Newcastle upon Tyne.
What's that got to do with anything?
Well, no, is there any protests going up there?
I'm not sure. I heard of one. I heard rumors of one in Newcastle, in the surrounding of Newcastle. But I never saw any like Facebook events for it. or anything like that. Normally, you see the Facebook events coming up, and you know, it's like an organized thing through Facebook. But I didn't see anything this time. I saw protests for like London and stuff, or Brighton, and even Birmingham on my feed, but I didn't see one for Newcastle.
I'm just looking at it now. Hundreds attend Newcastle Black Lives Matter protests.
Oh, yeah.
This was 8 hours ago. You missed it.
Yeah.
So, agreed. Yeah, they're by the monument. Oh, shit. Who was this? Hundreds of people.
At the monument. I hope they were keeping, you know, distance, social distancing.
They weren't.
What do you think about that? In the face of a global pandemic, how do you feel
I
on
saw an
protests?
interesting thing the other day. I think I told this to you. I've said this a bunch of times. What is it? The government is probably going to blame the
Yeah.
protests on the second, like when the second lockdown happens. The protesters are going to get blamed, and the government's going to use that to divert attention, like the blame from themselves.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, because obviously I didn't know there was something going on in Newcastle, because you just see the thousands in London. Obviously, if every city's having their own beer there, that's not a protest. And obviously, nobody sticking social distancing. Obviously, this is going to be a problem, but to be fair, it's a tough one. You can't say not protest, but also, because I think the people protesting are generally very young, they're very like early 20s or that demographic. But also, it's not just like, okay, they're probably not going to get sick and die. It's like, yeah, what if they see their nan or something, and
Yeah.
so, yeah. Did I send you that article where it was like 50,000 in the Guardian?
The audio is a bit rubbish, mate. You're cracking, you're breaking up a little bit.
Don't know what's going on. Did you get that Guardian article I sent with 50,000?
What?
The 50,000? No, I didn't. I'm just looking back. I didn't. Yeah, remember I was like, it's actually 50,000 who died in the UK?
Oh right, yeah. No, you didn't send me that, but yeah, it's gone up to like obviously it's like 40,000 now, official records.
Or it's gone above, 50, someone else, I don't know. It's a weird one. But it's definitely crazy. A black call him not philosopher, but definitely certainly like a gifted public speaker and civil rights activist, James Baldwin.
Okay.
James Baldwin. He's I think there's his famous speech. What's it called? It's called like the pin drop speech or something like that, where like it's so like quiet. Like you could hear a pin drop.
All
It's
right.
Tommy locked the door. Actually, let me.
When was it? When was this?
So this is like 60s he operated.
Okay.
Oh.
When was Martin Luther King?
60s. Well, like late 50s. I don't know. I mean, yeah. He's like 60s, 50s, 60s, and he got shot in 68. Hang
Yeah.
on, I'm gonna send it.
Was Martin Luther was sorry, was Malcolm X shot as well?
I think my yeah, gosh, I think Malcolm X was shot as well.
Yeah.
So I think James Baldwin wasn't shot. He died in France somewhere. So he got out alive at least. But yeah, because but Malcolm X was I think he was definitely. I don't know if he was like part of the Muslim Brotherhood or something like that.
Yes, yeah, I believe he was.
But again,
We spent some time in prison as well.
yeah. Did you see that? Did you see that thing that went round where Trump, he a press photo got taken in that church,
Yes.
and then he had his like hand on the Bible.
Yeah.
So this was a, I think this is an interesting example of you know how both sides can be quite I mean quite a gray area, because there's a picture of his Bible, and then this picture started where there was a picture of Hitler, who was also Bible. And then it was
Right.
kind of like, you know, the two parallels they are. It's like two things. And then I came out that not why this Hitler, I said. And the guy called Parks.
Your audio is like is so bad right now, bro. Your audio is awful. What are
Really?
you using?
How much? I'm just using my laptop, bro.
Like you got a microphone built into your laptop.
Yeah.
I think you should use a headphone, like headphones or like something like that, with a
What will
mic.
headphones fix the microphone?
Yeah, or you use like a microphone that's built into your headphones.
All right. Yeah, I don't know what's going on. I might have to send this laptop back.
Because it was like, it's weird. Like, it goes in and then goes out, and goes in and then goes out.
It might be the
Like,
internet
it's like,
connection.
it's as if you're like moving away from the mic and then coming back,
Oh, that
you
might just
know?
be me doing that,
It's very strange. Are you really close to the mic right now? I was
yeah.
gonna say, it sounds a lot better now, but obviously, if you don't want to be doing this all the time.
But where did you get to with me?
I heard you talking about Hitler holding a Bible
Yeah, this
as
photo
well.
going around of Hitler holding a Bible, and yeah, not super widely. I think it was debunked pretty quickly, but it got to the point where I saw it on my feed. People were sharing it, and it's kind of a weird thing though, when it Hitler comparisons, like you could literally do that with anybody.
Yeah, a lot of that shit happened at the start with the election, and then when he won, everyone was literally saying that Trump is literally Hitler.
Well, do you remember when for our Turkmenistani viewers,
Yes.
I went to university. It's not actually not really relevant, to be honest, but me and David were in this like university bar, I guess, and
Yes.
in the UK, and this like really kind of lame guy came up to us. Do you remember that when we were playing pool? And the guy was like, he's basically a Nazi.
No, I don't remember this. What?
Yeah, okay. So we were
Where?
in,
When?
this was in Avarist with Student Union. And
Oh,
we were
yes.
playing, and we
No,
were
I do
playing.
remember, but I thought you knew that guy.
Yeah, I did know him, but I was just saying he's a bit of a drip.
I don't remember him saying he was a Nazi, though.
Yeah, I can't remember what he said. I think he said like Trump's basically a Hitler, or he's basically a Nazi.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. No, I see what you mean. Yeah, no, because we talked about that. I was like, you could. I said, yeah, something along the lines of, like it's very easy to make that comparison. Like, in what way do you like? Do you making that comparison? Like, he's basically, National Socialist, like fascist. And then I also said something about how difficult it is to be fascist in like you know the system that's set up in America as well. But he obviously you could just cherry pick. You can just say, well, he you know the way he talks about or you know the way he talks about Mexicans, you know the way he talks about things like the lower people. that they're they're trying to come in and steal our jobs. Said the same, Hitler said the same thing about Jews, and the rest of that shit. Then you could just use that.
Yeah, well, it's like anything, isn't it? You could literally get a picture of Hitler taking a dump.
Yeah. I mean, Hitler was like, he liked his dogs, didn't he? He liked his dogs. He was a dog lover. He was an animal lover.
Yeah, he's a vegetarian.
Yeah, so you could be like, well, Hitler was vegetarian. So
well, actually, I don't know if that's actually true. It's one of those things where he probably didn't eat a lot of it. He didn't like animal suffering, I know that for sure.
Yeah, which, I mean, I agree with. I don't like animal suffering.
Mate, you got a lot in common with Hitler.
Like what? What else?
You're both white.
You've got me there.
Mate, I could write a book that one. About the similarities you two got.
Yeah, I've actually written a book called My Struggle as well.
You are not going to come off good in this episode.
No, that's true. But I mean, just for the record, I haven't written a book called My Struggle. And if I had, it wouldn't have been at the detriment to any race in particular. God. I just had to clarify that.
Jesus.
And yeah, exactly. Stop. Yeah.
Hey, the Turkmenistani man has left.
They've left the building.
He's no longer here.
Yeah, apparently our last episode has got 6 views since.
What nationality? Because I haven't told anyone. I know about this.
I've told a couple of people. I've told Ashley, told my dad, I've told my mom.
They've definitely not listened to it, though, have they?
But they, of course, they don't listen to this shit.
Does it say where the 6 people are from, nationality wise?
Well, I don't know. I can't tell you right now. But what I can tell you is that one of them is me. Like I listened to our podcast back on all episodes just to make sure that the editing was fine. It was all fine. Even though most episodes are just one take. I mean, this one might be a little bit more.
Yeah, I think this is like three, four takes.
Yeah. So, well, fair enough. So I will have to listen to this one back, or at least the segments where I've edited. But just for fun, I'd listen to them back and listen to us talk and see our train of thought. Sometimes it's really weird. You ever do this thing? I know you have some recordings of our conversations where your train of thought will be so similar that you'll actually think of the response that you thought at the time. And then, like, you in the recording will say it and you'll think it at the same time. You ever done that?
I mean, say if I'm listening to the podcast and I've forgotten what I'm going to answer.
And you like think of like, oh, I'd say that. And then you say that, but you don't, you know what I mean? Like, you just kind of sync up.
I don't particularly because I don't really. No. No.
You don't listen to that.
No.
A couple of times it's happened to me when I was in the podcast. I'm going,
so that's basically told you that you're the same person as you.
No, it doesn't happen all the time.
You're the only one of you. Living that's funny, you.
Well, that's the fun, that's the fun of me. Mate, that's happened since November, don't you think?
Maybe. I think that's a little before.
I don't know. It might have been come out before.
Yeah.
Well,
I was going to say. Right, well, let's move away from Hitler and your kind of like weird views.
We never really got into Hitler.
All right, well, let's really get into Hitler and then let's move on from him.
Let's not get into Hitler and move away. What a shit
What of a
man,
head of a German state do you love?
am I? Angela, come
Oh, do you like Angela?
don't really know much about her, to be honest, personally. I know she's like opened up the doors for immigrants coming in,
Oh, so you
Syrian
gotta be
immigrants.
careful with it, like what you say, because immigrants, asylum seekers, migrants,
Migrants
refugees, they're
and
all a different
refugees.
meaning.
So you say
Well,
refugees
actually, not
would be
all of them
better.
would be refugees, but like a good deal would be. I can't remember how many they let in. I think it was over a million or something like that.
If I just say refugees and it's not correct, we just know what I mean and can carry on with the conversation.
No.
Fuck.
Super interesting y'all though. But there's an interesting video that Vox did on Angela Merkel
Yes.
and like her dream of what she wanted the EU to be or wants the EU to be. Vox is
Well,
really good.
like, audio's gone again. Well, if you don't hear from us again, it could be
Vox.
that the episode. Oh, hello?
Yo.
Hello? Yes, you're back.
Well, that's weird because I could hear you, but you couldn't hear me.
Yeah, no. The
Yeah.
yeah, it was like yeah. So I just carried on as you heard. I just carried on as if I thought I was about to say if I don't hear back from you, that the episode would just like end, but then we just add on. We could just like carry on another day and add on the audio as it goes. But no, you're back.
Yeah, well, this is what happens like the last couple of times. Like, I could hear you, but you couldn't hear me.
Yeah, probably should have just carried on the last couple of times then.
Yeah, maybe, but it's
Too
too late now.
late.
I thought, since you were so good at helping me
Yeah.
with my last kind of my relationship problems, I thought you'd help me out with another one.
Yeah, hit me with the problem, and I'll solve it.
So, this one is sorry, I'm actually looking on Reddit for these, and actually a lot of these are really dark.
What are these like relationship
Yeah, relationship
advice?
advice. Yeah, a lot.
Would you not prefer slutty confessions
I
or?
mean, I think this is a bit too, I think that's a bit too blue for this. I don't want to read. Oh my God. Yeah, I know. Yeah. Like, my boyfriend is a black supremacist. My boy.
Black supremacist.
I've been in a relationship for 2 weeks, found that my girlfriend has a sexual disorder. Yeah, go on.
I'd
Okay.
love to be a black supremacist.
So, I've been in a relationship for over 2 weeks, and I
Wow.
found that my girlfriend has a sexual disorder.
Yeah.
So I don't
What's
know
that?
why I didn't want to read Slutty Confessions, but I chose to read this one, to be fair. Like,
Well, let's see where it goes.
here it goes. So we have communicated a lot in the past 2 weeks, and I found out yesterday when we were together that she began to feel pain when touching and stimulating her
Yeah, I know.
it this is actually quite graphic. I'm gonna back out. It's too sexual. It's
Damn.
too sexual.
Wow. So she was feeling like pain when she does herself.
Well, I think it's one of those things where, what's it called? Psychosexomatic or something, where like it begins to tighten up.
Systematic,
Oh,
psychosexomatic. It's Greek lightning.
no.
No, go.
Anyway, hang on, let me so
Wait, isn't that a fucking Welsh town?
um
Go. Go.
yeah, so basically
Go.
her lower half starts to ache.
Oof.
She's saving herself for marriage.
Good. Good laughs. Honourable.
Wholesome lass.
That's good. I could never do that. I mean, I've already fucked. I'm fucked already, but
Yeah, so she told me, so she's never had a organism. So yeah, what's your advice?
Well, on the sparse information which I've received so far, unfortunately, if you're not comfortable with certain things, your partner will have to, you have to discuss this with your partner, try and be as open as possible, and hope that they'll be as understanding of your problems as possible and help you through these, take things step by step, and work together on this kind of thing. Problem shared is a problem halved, wouldn't you say?
I don't know, because like sometimes you just don't want to know about people's shit.
Yeah, but if it's your, like your girlfriend, then you probably would want to know.
Good point.
Like, like if your girlfriend came to you and was just like, "Dan, babe, tonight I thought we'd get a bit saucy," and you're like, "Oh, great." But you get down and dirty. You start getting down and dirty. She's like, "Ow, ah, actually, I'm really hurting here.
Why would you? Why
I'm
do you think
beginning
I
to
want to hear
ache.
about
You
your
want to
problems
leave?"
right
Listen, why the fuck would I want to hear what you have to say? Shut up, bitch.
Shut.
So, yeah, pick another fucking problem to solve.
Oh, you want another one?
That was too blue.
It was a bit too blue, wasn't it?
Was blue. Bit blue.
A guardian
Bit blue.
star. Mr. Blue. Call me Mr. Blue.
So how about while we're waiting for you to choose, how about I read a little extract from a magazine on what the defender from on a defender on loan from Manchester City would do about the Titanic, and how would he would stop the Titanic from happening, the disaster.
The defender from Man City.
Koike Itakaru.
What he said, what he would do in Titanic.
So he would say he said the Titanic was party central for the first few days of her voyage, with extravagant balls and dances arranged every evening. To create a party atmosphere, the quartermaster must have had tens of thousands of balloons in his stores. These could have been handed out to passengers to blow up and pack into the ship's hull. If all the 2,400 passengers had inflated just 10 balloons each, the 24,000 colourful toys would have provided enough buoyancy to keep the ship afloat for a couple of days, enough to get her and all the passengers and crew safely to New York, which I think is probably a good idea. Do you want to hear what Danny Bugis, which is the manager of Manchester City at the time, would say about the tragedy?
No, who cares? Why are these people talking about Titanic?
He said, "I was once on a boating lake in Heerenveen, and a load of rowing boats got wedged together near a bridge. The park keeper came and pushed us apart with a boat hook, a 10-foot pole with a curved metal end. Perhaps there was one of these boat hooks on the RMS Titanic that Captain Smith could have employed to push the iceberg away. However, it might have taken more than just one of these implements to ward off a block of ice weighing over 1 million tons. But if all the passengers armed with a mop or brush leaned over the front like Kate Winslet in that film and gave it a shove, perhaps disaster may have been averted. I suppose we'll never know.
That has got me as random. Why the hell? One, why are you reading this? And two, where are you reading this?
It's,
and three, why are they? Why are Man City players talking about the Titanic?
It's Viz. It's Viz. It's a fucking bit on Viz.
Oh, Vice.
Viz.
How's that spelled?
It's VIZ. It's like a comic thing from Newcastle. A couple of university students from Newcastle University back in like the 60s or 70s started doing comics and it blew up.
They're registered in London.
Yeah, I think they got bought by Dean Comics or something like that. Would you like to hear a definition from the Profanosaurus of this?
No, I'm gonna read you one more relationship advice and then we're gonna wrap this up.
Sounds good.
Alright. So this is gonna be a bit, I think like most things now, a bit charged. I'm Native American and I'm trying to resolve some guilt within myself in regards to my BF. So I'm a little over 50% Lipan. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Apache. My native side has been a huge part of my life, going to powwows and dancing since I was a kid. I fully intend to pass this on to my children the way my dad has done to us. Growing up, my aunt was very adamant that I had to do my duty as a Native American and marry a fellow Native. She said that was how I could keep my culture alive. Because I had to keep my culture alive, I've spent my whole life thinking I had to do that, and I've spent all of it telling myself that I would never end up with a white person because I couldn't fail my people.
Yeah.
To sum it up, for about 2.5 years, I've been with the most amazing guy. He's so much more than what I hoped for. My boyfriend is white, but he's fully supportive of my native side. I've already told him that our kids are going to dance, they're going to go to powwows, they're going to know everything I know. He's down for it all, and he's even gone to several of my family powwows because he wants to support me, slash knows how important it is for me. Important it is for me.
Yeah.
But what my aunt used to tell me as a kid seems to kind of haunt me. I feel so horrible that sometimes I feel guilty that he isn't native. The best way I can describe it is like I almost feel like I'm failing my ancestors. Every time I think about it, I think about how our kids will be only one quarter then they probably won't marry a native and their kids will be even less. Then I go on a whole spiral. I know this is tied to the fact that I overthink every situation I'm in, so I've been trying to work on that. I guess I'm just scared that one day all the traditions and life that I love will be forgotten. I love him so much. That is in no way affects any. This in no way affects any of that. We're both in it for the long run, so I know this is just something I need to resolve within myself. I mentioned it to him a couple of weeks ago, and he said he understood why I feel like that. And as usual, he was awesome and supportive. Do any of y'all have any advice to help me work through this? I really want to work through this guilt because I feel like some horrible girlfriend whenever the guilt hits because he's so good to me. Love, Native American lady.
What do you think?
Tough one, isn't it? Because I was watching this little thing, I think, the other day, and it was basically just saying how, because the native population is so small, it's almost like, I don't know, it's you you it's like having a people group that are kind of getting filtered out slowly, isn't it? And then if somebody says, like, I mean, and then it gets to the point where it's almost ridiculous, where like if someone told you that like they're 1/18th Apache, no, Native American, you'd be like, okay, that's kind of like ridiculous. Like, yeah, you're not really Native American, which, you know, I mean, I guess it's kind of like who we'd say, you know, but yeah, for sure, like Native American people, like if like it. The population wise, if like every Native American kind of got with like a non-Native American person in the US, then eventually, you know, there'd be no like, obviously, there'd be no like, there wouldn't be like a full Native person. It'd just be like, but then if it was the other way around, if every white person, you know, got with every other person, they'd still be, you know, full white people. Because this obviously the ratio kind of thing. So it's a weird one. It's a weird one. Does genetics, I mean, it is genetics, obviously. Does genetics, you know, mean, you know, cultural heritage and all that stuff?
Yeah, and no one wants to feel that like whatever they stand for will die out. You know, that's why a lot of people feel like that kind of existential dread of like not having kids is like feel like you will end, and people will forget you. You know, I like that's why, you know, I think a lot of grandparents stuff like to pass down like the memories and like they tell the stories and stuff of their lives. And then pass it on into the memories of the younger people who will carry on, and like a bit of
Yeah,
them
but
will live
it's not
on,
about like,
keep
you
you
know,
down.
personal. She's not like, oh, I hope I'm remembered. It's like her culture, her.
That's what, yeah, I know, but that's the comparison I'm making, is that the culture will live on.
Yeah. Do you want to hear what somebody said, or is that like, what's your advice? What's your advice to her? Because you haven't actually given any advice.
I would say, I would like, you know, where do our priorities lie? I would say to ask yourself, where do I have a think, and think to yourself, where do my priorities lie? Do they lie in like the personal, the like, you know, to find happiness and to find love no matter what? Which just sounds like she's in at the minute, or the kind of like, you know, almost like a sacrifice. I'm doing my duty as a Native American to find and mate with another Native American to keep my race alive. And if it's like a thing that you have to learn to love whoever it is, then so be it. But that seems a little bit plastic to me, like to force myself to almost sacrifice the love that I have for one person who I've been told I shouldn't really be with for someone else. Seems wrong to me. But then again, I don't see a culture that I have specifically that I want to carry on,
The Northern
you know,
culture.
the northern culture, maybe. But that, you know, some people would say that I'm not technically northern because I haven't lived up here. Like, I didn't grow up here. I grew
Oh,
up in the
you're a
south and all the
pretender.
rest of that stuff. And I haven't got like the full accent or whatever. So some people might say, well, I'm not a true Geordie,
Yeah, well,
so
it's a weird
you
thing,
can do that.
identity, because you know, similar thing was me with me. Like, I grew up in Birmingham, and then I moved to Wales when I was like 9. But I don't have an accent. I don't like speak the language. So it's weird because I tell people I'm from Wales and like, oh, you don't sound Welsh, and it's like, well, go fuck yourself. But it's I don't see it's a super weird thing, and I think also linking this to Black Lives Matter, I can't really talk because I'm only mixed race myself, so I don't know at all what it's like really, but it must be strange feeling like you're the other, or like maybe being treated like you're the other, like you're not British or you're not wherever super complex thing, identity. And also, identity plays a part in also like not just like race, but like gay, like LGBTQ, people pride themselves, like pride in being, that's an identifying factor, it's just about like who you feel you are, kind of thing. But again, super complicated stuff. And I definitely not. Maybe we should get a speaker on, dude, to talk about this.
I'd be very happy getting like a third party involved, and we can talk with them on the
Yeah, man,
podcast. That'd be quite
get
good.
an OnlyFans account and stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I'd get many fans
Wow.
on that. I don't think I'd get many girls going with
What, do you
the
get many
body that I've
guys?
got. I'd probably get more guys than I would get girls, because I think girls care more about the body and the looks than guys do about like just the cock. They want the cock if they're gay.
Wow. You've come
You know what I
across
mean?
so bad in this podcast. You
What do you
basically
mean?
just said the gay guys only care about the cock.
Yeah.
No.
Don't know what you're about. They just want the cock, mate. You know it's
Wow,
true.
dude. Mate,
Is there any
you're gonna have to
gays
apologize
out
at the
there?
next podcast, like a public apology.
Yeah, I'm sorry for what I said about cocks. You might not just want cocks, you might want something else. Ass. And then, like in the third podcast, I'm like, I'm sorry about what I said last time. You might want something a little bit more than just cocks and ass. You might want fucking tits. I don't know what else you guys want. What do you want? I'll provide it at my OnlyFans account. Whatever you want. Whatever you need, da, 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 da. Whatever you want, whatever you need, whatever you want, ba bum, ba bum. My fucking cock, ba bum, ba bum. My fucking ass, ba bum, ba bum. On sale now at onlyfans.co.uk, ba bum, ba bum. Like it now, suck my ass, suck my dick, ba bum, ba bum. Suck it now, suck it
Any
fast and suck it
final
quick,
words you
ba
want to
bum, ba
finish this,
bum.
close this with?
Yeah, I'd like to formally apologize for Dan's lack of
Yeah.
connection throughout this entire podcast. And I also like to apologize for us being away for so long. We've left this for too long, and we'll try and up the frequency of
A podcast
the
a day.
episodes. Don't know, fucking hell, that's a
2 hours
Don't know about that,
every
mate.
day.
That's a lot of content. That's a lot of
If
content.
you can call what we do content, yeah, okay.
I mean, if
Yeah,
we can
if
get a
an advert can
sponsor, I
fill
wouldn't
up
mind doing it.
about three quarters.
But what of 2 hours? What is that,
Yeah,
45
then we'd be
minutes?
talking for half an hour. Dude,
Yeah.
that was
I
math. You took
don't
math.
know. Man, I don't work with fractions. I work with fucking algebra.
Yo, anyway.
Shout out
to our beautiful Swedish listeners. Shout out to Sweden this week, you know. Love.
Yeah, shout out to Sweden, shout out to Turkmenistan.
Wait, what's the capital of Turkmenistan?
Very good question.
I do not
know.
Shout out to Stockholm. Ashgabat.
Swedish bird.
Ashgabat, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Ashgabat, yes.
Well, we'll do another sound next week. Well, oh my god, I haven't mentioned them, so I will mention them next time. I can't, you know, I've already built Turkey up, Turkmenistan up. The Greek listeners are tuning out.
You watch yourself now.
right
at the end of the episode, it's fine. We got them this far. And US as well. So you guys stay safe. And stay well, and we'll see you next time on Dave and Dan podcast. Peace, peace, and love.